Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Our very first guest in the history of Wilde and Tausch, which will be, I'm sure, a long and distinguished history.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
Aaron Rodgers, give us an over-under on what number would you set for how many shows we do.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say they leave 52 weeks in a year. I'm going to say you do about 230.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
And then what happens?
No, then Tausch kind of bows out.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Wednesday edition. It's a good thing I read the show sheet today. The No Brian Bulaga edition? Is he coming on tomorrow?
No.
He's off all week?
Yeah.
He's on Friday. He's going to be out here Friday. Right?
I wouldn't be surprised if he's off during the entire group stage of the World Cup, if I had to guess. I think he might just be... sitting back at his recliner on the farm watching soccer all day, every day. It's my guess. Maybe sprinkling some golf.
Yeah, well, instead of Brian Bulaga, we're going to talk sports and politics. So you definitely want to stay tuned in for that edition. And the... I guess at least we have Homer edition? Of Wilde and Tausch. Oh, and it's somebody's birthday today, but I'm not sure how big of a deal to make. Edition of Wilde and Tausch, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming. Gosh, there's a lot of ways to listen to this show. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And of course, everything you need on the best free app out there. I don't have like a review necessarily from Wired or those other publications that rate apps, but our app is awesome. It's free, it's customizable, and you can find it both in the Apple and Android app stores, and it's super easy to use. When I need to go back and listen to, say, Ryan Longwell for a story I'm writing, makes it very, very, very easy. I'm Jason Wilde.
You're writing
Green
another
Bay.
Story. You're writing another.
I have another
story?
One. Yeah, I'm gonna write about his advice for Lucas Haversick. So triple dip.
Going to that. Well, that's a quadruple dip. That's a quad dip, then, isn't it?
Great to have Ryan on the show again. That is that podcast and that interview is available wherever you get your podcast. But again, easiest place to go is our ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And someone who is inching closer and closer to eligibility from the fine people of AARP is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, a little ARP. I'm getting closer to ARPing it, and couldn't be happier about it. Better than the alternative, ain't it?
It is. It is undeniably better than the alternative. All right. So,
fun fact. I don't know if I've told you this since we're 10. This is 10 years. Did you know that my brother also has the same birthday as I do?
I never knew that.
That happens. Yeah.
So you have a twin?
4 years later, yeah, a twin.
So
which is kind of an odd
poor Diane. That was a very long labor for the arrival of your brother. I did not know that.
Jason, that's not how that works. You can't obviously have a...
Thank you, Dr.
I just want to make sure. I know there's a lot of stuff that gets, gets misconstrued.
How did you like that when you were a kid, celebrating birthdays? Because, like, I never had to deal with that. I'm an only child.
Says the only child who never had to share any day of the calendar
with
someone else.
I would hate, like, I didn't like when someone else at school had the same birthday as me. I was like, oh, it's Ryan's birthday today, too.
I just saw Kamal Martin has the same birthday as I do, too. Kamal Martin, which I found interesting. It
such
didn't bother
a career.
Didn't bother me. I distinctly remember I would have been, I guess, 4 years old when when Patrick was brought home. And I remember my other brother and I were out looking for, I don't know if we had lost a cow or if somebody had went a little bit off kilter. Something happened that we were doing something. And I just remember knowing really nothing about anything and walking in, and Ma was just sitting there with this baby in her arms. It was like the stork came. I had no clue what was going on. I didn't know they were up at the high. You know, when you're little, you don't really pay attention to anything.
Sure.
And that was the first time. It's like, this is going to be different. And sure enough, now we got guy changes headlines, turns it into a video that didn't get reviewed very well and maybe a little angst. But I think we're going to get that all rectified in a couple of months when we all get it. So happy birthday to Pat and happy birthday to Kamal Martin.
How much older?
O.J. Simpson trial, or the
how much
case,
older than also, you is your older brother?
Oh, let me think on the years. 3 years.
Okay, so he was 7 when Patrick arrived. You were 4.
That sounds right.
And you celebrated your birthday with "Happy birthday! Here's a baby brother." Would you like to know some of the other luminaries that share your birthday?
Sure. Certainly.
I think we have an excellent place to start. He's no longer with us, but like you, he is a Badgers legend. Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Elroy. Okay.
Did you ever come across him during your time at the University of Wisconsin?
I'm sure I did at some point.
Former NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Bobby Bell. Were you familiar with his
Bobby
work?
Bobby Babbage?
No, oh, not Bobby Babbage.
Buddy Bell.
Bobby Bell. Played for the
There's
Vikings.
A lot of Bells. Derek Bell. There are a lot of Bells that played in the
Albert.
Yeah.
That was
Bell from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, sure.
How about this one? Celebrating his 83rd birthday today, he writes the songs that make the whole world sing. Barry Manilow.
Wow.
Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Also celebrating his 83rd birthday today, Newt Gingrich.
Okay.
Talk about a name that we don't use anymore.
Yeah, we'll probably start breaking down Newt Gingrich and the different congressional, after yesterday's Packers statement.
Yes, in fairness, the only reason I actually read that one was simply because we're going to be talking some politics today, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, if and when Beck and I have kids someday, Newt Nelson definitely in the mix.
I know you're a fan of old school television. The twins, Diane and Aaron Murphy, kind of like you and Patrick are twins, who played the child in Bewitched, celebrating their birthday today.
Don't know that one.
I learned a lot about Bewitched when we went to Salem and did a witch tour.
A couple more for you. American speed skater and
Jesse,
Olympic.
Really good drop hitter.
There was no interest in engaging.
He could not have given two rips less.
Take the rest of the segment off.
I mean, that show was all about Darren changing. Like, all of a sudden,
different guy.
Let's be honest. The Bewitched chick, I don't remember her name, pretty good looking. And all of a sudden, one show, she wakes up and she got a different husband. I don't even acknowledge it. I don't know. Did she wish that she had a different Darren that woke
in
up in
fairness,
bed with her? I don't know.
No, they didn't address it, but neither did the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and the change in Aunt Viv's. They just replaced her with a different actress. Commonplace.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
I mean, the storyline was about this dude having to deal with the Fresh Prince. It was more about Uncle Phil and Carlton. It wasn't necessarily about Vivian.
Nevertheless.
Can I tell you my fun fact about Salem, Massachusetts, now that we're here? It's a really good fun fact that I learned. I really want to share.
I'm sorry, Jesse. Let me step back from the microphone.
Ahead. The set of Bewitched burned down in Los Angeles during filming one season, and so they panicked and didn't know what to do. And one of the writers said, hey, wasn't there some witch thing that happened in Salem, Massachusetts? And so there's a storyline in one of the later seasons where they go to Salem, Massachusetts, like they go back in time for like 8 episodes, and it's because the set burned down in Los Angeles and filming Bewitched in Salem, Massachusetts helped revitalize the city, because it used to be like this metropolis and then it became a bunch of nothing when the ships stopped being made there. But then because they filmed Bewitched there, everybody watched it, and then everybody started planning trips to go see Salem, Mass, where the witch trials were, and it saved the city.
It saved
nice
the
nugget.
City.
That's a really nice nugget.
Isn't it? That's a fun fact. Set burned down
so
and
you're
saved
telling
the city
me
across the country.
That these twins that are born on June 17th helped save the city of Salem, Massachusetts.
God bless them.
Yeah.
All right,
well
couple
done.
More. Couple more.
Whatever.
Big day for America.
I saved the city. American speed skater, West Allis, Wisconsin native, and Olympic gold medalist Dan Jansen turns 61 today.
Stud. Another great story of resilience right there.
Indeed.
Dan Jansen.
Another great offensive lineman in NFL history, Dermonte Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating his 61st birthday. Beyond that, not a lot of people that I'm overly excited about. I know one of your favorite basketball players has
your
birthday.
Is Jay Leno's birthday the same day?
If it was, I scrolled past it. Popeye Jones's birthday.
Okay. Strong Maverick.
He's been mentioned on our program a few times over the years. So, so there's your and there it is right there. Mark Tauscher, American NFL player, born on this day, onthisday.com.
We should get that updated so it says...
Oh, Venus Williams. Venus Williams' birthday today.
I feel like we probably should have led with that one.
I'm going
Serena,
chronologically.
Back in Wimbledon.
Kendrick Lamar?
How are these at the bottom of the list? They're like some of the most...
It's chronological. That's how.
Yeah,
they're
Jesse.
The youngest.
It's chronological, Jesse.
Right. Enough about birthdays. It takes...
Jason, I was kind of surprised you're not over at Lambeau today. The Badgers are up there doing a big to-do up there today.
Nobody told me.
What are they doing?
What do you mean nobody told you? You're
nobody
Mr. Lambeau. You know about the tax breaks and everything else. They're up there doing a big old combine for kids.
All right, just first of all.
Might keep the team in Green Bay because of that.
Be very clear. The discussion today, which I think will be more interesting to people than if you just say the word politics, which I did multiple times, so yeah, I want people to understand that. It is not about tax breaks. It's not about tax breaks.
Well, isn't there some stuff with the city and the lease and all that?
Yeah, we're talking about today. This is purely about the broadcast realm. I got a call, multiple calls last night from the Packers as they issued a statement.
Not breaking news, but I just got a text. They must be listening to the show. Due to today's forecast of incoming inclement weather, we are sad to share that the Badger Football Kids Combine has been canceled.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately will not be rescheduled. So,
and
Jason
it won't be rescheduled?
Must have just been on top of it. Wow.
That's a tough break.
Doesn't look like it.
We could run a Wildy and Tausch combine as a make good for everybody at some point. We can see what
we can
do.
That's a pretty good idea. I like that idea. Yeah, good idea.
It's actually
Jesse.
A great idea. You guys should do that when Dream Drive opens. Now that it's a week later and I'm not going to be there, it sounds like a really good idea.
We'll have Alex Strofe lead it.
Because those who can't do teach. Those who can do when it comes to windows work for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin because they make the best windows around.
Indeed, shopping for new windows and doors, it shouldn't include haggling. It should be a simple process. Pella sticks to straightforward pricing, honest conversations, helping homeowners find the right fit for their home, and they never use high-pressure sales tactics. When you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the same team that manufactures your windows and doors, they also sell them, install them, and will service them. Real pricing, premium quality, no game. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
I just want to be clear on something before we get into this conversation next. Mm-hmm. The Packers very rarely, like whether it was the Favre situation back in the summer of 08, they very rarely come out aggressively on things. They're very big on behind the scenes, do some massaging, some lobbying.
Diplomacy. It's a very diplomatic
diplomacy.
Operation.
Great word, birthday boy.
Yeah.
Perfect word. I don't want to go so far as to say they went scorched earth yesterday, but I'm going to say this. The Packers are pissed, and I'm going to explain why it's a reasonable thing. Next. It's Will Dietouch. How do you like that tease?
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Celebrate important birthdays like Dan Jansen's. Tausch, tell me if I'm being accurate in how I depict my approach to the Packers. I don't side with them a whole lot. When we have discussions about them raising ticket prices for the 16th time in 17 years, when we talk about the fact that the NFL, in my opinion, has overreached when it comes to the number of streaming platforms they're on and the challenges that it creates for people that don't live in the two designated TV markets that are designated as home markets for the Packers, Milwaukee and Green Bay Fox Cities. When it comes to the shareholders and you make your $250 donation for your share and you get bupkis back for it, you don't even get a discount at the Packers Pro Shop. Like, I think the list of me certainly criticizing Brian Gutekunst, I think more often than not, I criticize them for stuff. I do not support them. Is that fair?
I think that's a relatively fair assessment, yes.
So this the Packers issued a statement yesterday about U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald, who, by the way, is a Wisconsin representative in Congress, and his what the Packers deemed to be dismissive comments about their concerns about something called the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961. Now, before you roll your eyes and before you go watch reels on Instagram instead of continuing watching us on YouTube, or before you say, oh God, here we go, we're going to talk politics. This is the reason why this is significant and the reason why I am willing to discuss it on our show is not to carry water for the Packers. That is not anything that I've ever been interested in. But I think that this demonstrates a lack of understanding of exactly how the Packers survive and thrive in the smallest market in sports. And the revenue sharing that the NFL does, which is the envy of all other sports, right? The way they have, even as their salary cap goes up and up and up, they allow all their teams to compete because they share equally through 32 teams their television revenue, which was nearly $14 billion for the last fiscal year, which meant each team got nearly $440 million. So I get it. This sounds like a boring topic, but here's why it's important. And I took the approach in my story, which I know Jesse read from start to finish on channel3000.com, to hearken back to one of my favorite characters in Packers history. Treasurer John Underwood.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that Packy mascot.
Packy the mascot. No, but he had the sausage links around his neck. It was really... I believe you could get a stuffed version of him from the Avon lady back when I was a kid. John Underwood, who every year Bob Harlan and John Underwood would sit down with a group of reporters, myself included, and discuss the financials in advance of the Packers annual shareholders meeting. And at every one, grandfatherly John Underwood would explain to us the three-legged stool that allowed the Packers to compete with the Jerry Joneses of the world and the New Yorks and the Chicagos and the L.A. Well, I guess there wasn't L.A. back then. My point being, this is really important to why the Packers exist. There are three things that hold them up financially. One is revenue sharing, which we just talked about. Two is the salary cap, which means that unlike in baseball, you cannot spend more because you have a deep-pocketed owner than the Packers can with their $250 stock certificates. And three was local revenue. And the local revenue is why they renovated Lambeau Field during your career, why they built Titletown afterward, because they wanted to increase their local revenue. So what has happened is that Scott Fitzgerald, who I believe is from Juneau, I think he grew up or was born in Oshkosh. So he's a Wisconsin guy.
Juneau County? Or where is exactly Juneau? Is that Juneau County or where's Juneau?
Great question. I believe Juneau.
The city of Juneau is near Beaver Dam.
Yeah, I think that's his area.
So Dodge County.
You can fact check me on that. So I want to be clear. The reason this has become an issue is that I do agree that the NFL has overreached with its level of streaming service. You got to have Peacock. You got to have Prime Video. You've got to have Netflix. You got to have Paramount. I get it. And that's a completely reasonable argument. The concern that the Packers expressed yesterday in what I found to be an unexpectedly strongly worded statement is that if you start dinking around with this Sports Broadcasting Act, which is what essentially allows the NFL to negotiate its TV contract for all the teams instead of all the teams negotiating their own contracts, that is paramount, no pun intended, to what the Packers need to be able to survive. Because if you take a look at what's going on right now with baseball, right, with the Brewers and their TV contract, with that network just going away, there would be major challenges for all the teams, not obviously the New York teams, whatever. So the Packers come out with this statement. And Tausch, tell me if this sounds like something you would normally hear from the diplomatic Packers. Okay. Fans should be offended that Fitzgerald went and said our concerns were laughable. What is laughable is a congressman from Wisconsin is leading this charge. Why threaten the team his community overwhelmingly cherishes and its ability to compete on a level playing field? The tremendously successful model of pooling media rights and sharing revenue equally amongst teams has allowed the Packers to survive and thrive in the smallest media market in professional sports. This model is a found as is as foundational to the Packers' existence as the very bricks of Lambeau Field. It is careless and unwise to rearrange the bricks of a foundation which has stood strong for over half a century. Now, what got their hackles up is that Scott Fitzgerald on a show called Upfront, which Matt Smith is phenomenal on in Milwaukee on Channel 12, the ABC affiliate down there. They show it up here on WBAY in Green Bay as well.
You think I could host that show?
No, I don't think you could. I couldn't either. Nor does he have to worry about me wanting to, because I'm not smart enough to do it. And basically, to sum up what Scott Fitzgerald did, he poo-pooed the idea that making adjustments to the SBA would adversely affect the Packers. And he was very dismissive about their concerns. Now, again, I understand this is not as exciting as debating whether Matt LaFleur is a good coach and whether he needs to do something differently for them to close out games. But if you think that this is the path for, and look, there are people on both sides of the aisle that are unhappy with the amount of streaming games that the NFL is having and making it more difficult for fans to be able to watch their favorite team if they're not in the home market. If you think
then
that
you're
this
in
is,
that boat. You're in that boat.
I am.
You're not a fan.
Right. If you live in, for instance, if you live in Madison and are in that TV market in Dane County, etc., those Netflix games, you are out of luck if you don't have Netflix. And I don't know, like, does almost everybody have Netflix now? Like, I don't know that.
I feel like everybody almost has Netflix. Yeah. Not everybody, but I think most people do.
And just to illustrate this, like, there's so much agreement among legislators and even senators that there are lots of people that have issue with this. Like Tammy Baldwin, who's a Democrat, Fitzgerald, who's a Republican. Tammy Baldwin came out with this after the schedule came out, something that she called what the heck was this term that she used? Hold on a second. The fairness to fair for fans. She wants basically for the entire state of Wisconsin and all other states to be designated as home markets. So everyone in Wisconsin could watch those Netflix games without having Netflix. Which, again, I don't know if that's realistic or not, but it seems like something that would be popular with fans. Tausch, my question for you after all this is that if the Packers come out so strongly against something, when you hear that, do you think and roll your eyes and think this is not that big of a deal? Or do you think, well, if the Packers are this concerned about it and are being this proactive, this must be a bigger deal than I was thinking it was when I was seeing it in the news the last couple of weeks?
Obviously, the Packers need the revenue sharing model to stay in place to be pertinent in the NFL. That's just the reality of the situation, and we're seeing it with, you know, Major League Baseball and some other sports on how they're going to be, end up going through some things. I don't know enough about this Broadcasting Act to explain, you know, the you got the antitrust exemption. There's a lot of things that are in play that benefit the NFL owners in a big way, but in this case, my point on this would be, you're representing the state of Wisconsin, and everybody here knows it doesn't matter if it's sports. The Packers are a huge part of what makes this state great. It's something that I would say almost everybody universally enjoys in some way, shape, or form. And when you're doing that, you should make sure everything involved is, what can we do to help our state? What do we need to do to help this thing go? And you want to work with the Packers. Now, understand, the Packers are going to have their motives on how they want to do business, too. And it's not all just rubber stamp. But this, when they come out this scorched earth, as you said, there's obviously big concerns about what this might look like. Because what you don't want to do, you have built. And I think it was the Mara family from New York. a lot of credit for going along with this back in the 60s. This, you needed the big market teams to sacrifice revenue early on in this league's process. When there wasn't this $14 billion in TV revenue, you needed that in order for teams to survive. And for everybody that says, well, hey, you got to make it. Well, you can make it in New York and in Chicago because of, you know, the way the market is set up. But would this league be where it's at if they didn't do that back then? The answer is no. Now, what does it need to look like in a world where less people are using cable than ever and less people are doing it? That also needs to get examined. And you need to figure out, how do we keep the structure of what this league needs to keep the Green Bays and the Buffaloes and the Detroits relevant and be able to compete, but also have things changed enough that we need to look at the big picture on how we distribute games and how we do that revenue-wise and still allow what happened in the 60s and what built this thing to stay current. And I don't know the answer to that, but I know this. If the Packers are coming out like this, they're concerned. And a lot of that needs to be, we need to get the public on our side. We need to win. And we can't let this thing go the way it seems to be trending. And there should be a compromise and a solution that everybody will be happy with, but not everybody's going to be rolling in it. That's what needs to happen here, in my opinion. And I think right now, as in every time when these things first get started, there's a lot of haymakers and a lot of, you know, I'm going to position myself this way and that way. But the bottom line is everybody involved in the legislatures, I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, whatnot, you ain't going to win elections. And you ain't going to win and stay in power if you're going to be in any way, shape, or form having the Green Bay Packers leave this state. That I know. That is going to be a heavily losing issue. There's also the side of it you need to figure out, how is the league going to continue to approach this? Because we've seen they are pushing fans to the brink.
I am not going to defend the league's greed. I am in no way defending how greedy the NFL is. I'm not. Don't mistake that. I'm not saying that to you. What really pissed the Packers off, and I have this quote in my story, is when Scott Fitzgerald said on Upfront, he called the Packers' concerns absolutely ridiculous and almost laughable. When it comes to the NFL, shared revenue is not an issue. And as a matter of fact, I don't care how the NFL divides up the pie amongst the teams in the NFL. It's not even something that's affected by the SBA, which is, again, not true. That is absolutely the Packers reacting with a hair on fire. Oh, my gosh, the world's coming to an end if this would be tweaked claim. When it comes to the NFL, the Packers are going to be just fine. In a subsequent interview with the Journal Sentinel, he called this a red herring. And when the reporter asked him if he'd given any consideration to how changes to the SBA might impact the Packers, his response was zero. To your point, and again, you're not running for governor. I'm not interested in politics at all. Saying that Packers games need to be available to all fans all over the state is a great position to hold. It should be easier for fans to watch their favorite team. That is, no Packers fan is going to disagree with you or vote you out of office if you say that. But to suggest that the Packers have nothing to worry about if there are any sort of changes that could affect the revenue sharing of the SBA.
Let me ask you this.
That's not a popular position.
Has there been any conversations? I know Aaron Popke handles a lot of this, and obviously, you know, Ed and everybody else. Have they sat down and had conversations with the legislators so that everybody is educated and understands what the hell this is all about? Because to me, this sounds like you have a lot of people that are saying talking points and hot things, things that they want to get, instead of sitting down and saying, this is why we need this.
Correct.
And this is why we need you to support this, rather than everybody just, because that's not going to get anything done.
So I don't want to speak out of school, but I think Aaron Popke is going to join us tomorrow after his incredibly popular appearance when we had a very spirited debate the last time he was on the program. Because I think my understanding is that the Packers had been more than proactive to try and explain to whether it's Fitzgerald or others, because there are also Republican lawmakers that are Tony Weed, who is a Republican here in Green Bay, is actually on the other side of this issue than Scott Fitzgerald is. And those are both Republicans. So I think that there is, I think what really sent the Packers over the edge to issue the statement yesterday was that they don't think that Scott Fitzgerald understands exactly why this is so important to their survival. And I don't think that they successfully were able to connect with him to explain why this is such a problem for them. Because let's be honest, the other 31 teams, yes, there are varying degrees of how changes might affect them, but it would affect the Packers more than any other team. And that's why, even though I'm usually critical of them and stuff like this, this is one time where I tend to agree with them and understand why they're so pissed.
The entire NFL has been built on competitive balance, and the fact that you have a salary cap and all the things that the players have agreed to is what is making this. Now, organizations run differently, and we've seen great organizations stay at the top for a while. Green Bay has been a great organization post-Brett Favre. But the revenue sharing nationally is what every league would die for. And the NFL isn't where it is now if that wasn't the case. Period, Finn. That has helped grow this thing to where it is. And I understand why the Packers are fighting. And if you're going to have these conversations, everybody needs to educate themselves on it. It can't just be this. Like you, if you feel that way and you don't care if the Green Bay Packers leave Wisconsin, I can't help you. I don't think many Wisconsinites feel the same way. That's how I would put it.
Agreed. And so again, I don't. This is not fun. This is not the kind of enjoyable programming that we strive to deliver. I don't want to bore people, and I don't want to be an alarmist Tausch who gets up and there's this, could the Packers leave Wisconsin is how we have it billed on our YouTube channel. I understand why we do that.
Hammond's going to get two teams now. It's crazy.
Indiana keeps finding ways to get, they might end up with like seven NFL teams.
Packers moving to Terre Haute. I get it. But again, and I want to make sure, because this is why we avoid political commentary on this show. Because generally speaking, you are going to piss off half of the people that would like to listen to your show. And as you eloquently put earlier this week about sports, it's one of those few things that brings people together. Or maybe that was late last week. So I don't want to do that. And again, there are people on both sides of the political aisle who are concerned about the number of games that are on streaming services, that it costs a small fortune to be able to see your favorite team. Now, look, if you're a Packers fan living in a different state, I totally get it, right? Because you've got to get Sunday ticket, right, to watch the Packers, because they're not on over-the-air television very often in your city. You've got to get Netflix. You got to get Prime Video. You potentially have to. I mean, the Packers' final game of the season last year was on a streaming service. That playoff game was on Amazon Prime. The Baltimore game, which you didn't really miss much, was on Peacock. So if you didn't have it, you didn't have to watch the Packers give up 307 rushing yards to the Ravens. But to be, I think the point that I just want to leave this with and we'll move on to other things, is that when you are dismissive of the Packers' concerns, that is what got the Packers this fired up.
And in fairness, too, the Packers, they will, you know, always kind of, as you put it, diplomatically handle things, which is the way you should. This tells you how much they don't want this fire to even start. They want to get all of the dry wood. They want to extinguish this as much as they can, and I think they see that that's not going to be as easy as they want. That's why you put a statement out like this. But just looking at this thing big picture, the revenue sharing part of that, this, the way the NFL has handled their business, that is always a point of contention. And now, when the money continues to grow the way that it does, there's a lot of owners. And back in the PA, when I was at the PA, it was always, this is more, a lot of these battles were more about the big boy franchises and the teams that are on the low end of it, market-wise. So that's always something everybody is hyper-focused on, because it only takes a certain amount to break that up. And when, if and when that happens, this league looks a lot different competitively if you're starting to focus like baseball. And we see it with baseball. The Brewers have to do business a different way than the Yankees do and the Dodgers. And that's why when we get to October, we have these conversations. And what's worse, when you have a written-in excuse or a reason, not even really an excuse, a reason, you want fans fired up thinking they can win championships every year. It's an organizational thing. You don't know what the hell you're doing. That's more in line than, this ain't fair, we have to overcome all this in order to do it. That's not the way you want to have a business to be run, and that's why the NFL has been so successful.
Yeah, and look, I don't know if the YouTube chat is, I don't know how long the delay is between when I say something and when you see it on YouTube, but a couple of folks have pointed this out, and I totally understand it. As an ex-Wisconsin resident living in Florida, I have to pay the extortion rates to watch the Packers, beginning with the old NFL ticket. The issue is I live in Central. There's another separate person. I live in Central Florida. Paying for Sunday ticket to see the Packers is twice as expensive per game because we get so many primetime games. Yeah, because you don't need it for those, and you're still paying the full freight. I get all this. Again, I am not against the little guy who's trying to watch his favorite team, and God bless you, because we are a national show, even though we're a Wisconsin show, because so many Packers fans are all over the world that want to watch and listen to the show. I get it. I think what this is more central to the NFL is greedy. We all understand that. I'm not here to defend that. I think what the Packers' concern is their situation is unique compared to other teams. And that's why we spent this time on this. We can move forward.
So
now,
what happens? So what's going
to
happen?
So I, to your point, to put a bow on this, like it does not sound to me, and again, if Aaron Popke wants to join us tomorrow to help us understand their perspective on it and explain for himself instead of me having to do it, great. I think their frustration, from what I can gather, is that they have tried to explain or come to the table with Scott Fitzgerald, which, again, I think they're irritated
by. Jason, I'm willing to do something that, because it's my birthday, I'm willing to do something.
Oh, boy.
Let's get Popke and you be
Fitzy.
Mike Gushka. And
Mike
Fitzy,
Goucher.
You get Fitzy and Popke and do a digi only.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, again, I know you got real mad at me yesterday. What, who the hell do you think you are to do that? Whatever. You can spout however you want. I think it would be real interesting for
this
you
is actually
to moderate
a decent idea. Mm-hmm.
And to have this. I'm sure we could get in touch with Fitzy. And
I,
have Fitzy
I don't
and
know.
Popke.
I think the Packers have had trouble with
Wilde
that.
Wilde and Tausch Town Hall.
In a moderate and moderate,
sure.
And I will take the day off. How's that? I'm totally on board with that.
Wait a minute.
I got to be honest. I didn't see the plot twist coming at the end of you taking the day off. That was unexpected.
I'll stay if needed, but I just think you could be Goosh, And those guys could be those guys. And it could be I think Packer fans, it might help build a little bit of like understanding of what the hell's going on. And I think it'd be very informative.
Yeah, we could do it at the Daily Dodge TV studios at ESPN Beaver Dam, right in
Wally
Juneau's
backyard.
Wally Lukaczynski
can operate the cameras.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So I thought this was important to discuss.
Well, so I know you're very sensitive to this. Would you be open to?
I would be. First of all, let me be ultra clear. And I know he listens to our show, but even if he didn't, I would say this: Mike Gauthier is one of the GOATs. And I could not carry his teleprompter.
Could we see? He's retired, right, Goosh?
I think he's he's been a professor for a while, much like I might be at some point.
Could we get him out of retirement to host tomorrow's show?
I don't think we can pull it together quite as quickly as that. Again, I get the sense the Packers have had trouble connecting with Scott Fitzgerald, and that's why they decided to send out their...
But my guess is Fitzgerald wants to have sports fans vote for him and help him, right? I would guess, right? And then having dialogue might be good.
I agree.
Dialogue typically is good.
If he's actually from Juneau, I believe we're two phone calls away from our Beaver Dam station of being able to get in touch with him. It should be pretty easy.
Now, and I think Goosh listens. He's a fan. I think Goosh... Can we pull him out of retirement to do it?
I thought you wanted Jason to do it. How come you're...
Well, I feel like Jason is glazing Goosh a little bit, which is great.
I'm just telling the truth.
Let's get Goosh and
Goosh.
See if he's on board.
The golden Goosh.
That was well played. Scott Fitzgerald, just to be clear on his bona fides, he went to Hustisford High School. He attended the University of...
I've heard it both ways.
No, I think it's Hustisford.
Hustisford, yeah.
I always call it Hustisford, but okay.
He attended the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and he represents Wisconsin's 5th congressional district in the House of Representatives. That includes Milwaukee's northern and western suburbs, such as Waukesha, West Bend, Brookfield, and Mequon.
Okay.
All right. We can move forward now. But again, the reason why this was part of our program today is that the Packers don't do this kind of thing. I mean, I had a lovely Tuesday evening planned, and then I spent most of my night writing about this, and I did not see that coming. That was not on my docket. So the fact that the Packers came out this strongly was noteworthy, to say the least.
They're not moving to Hammond.
It's
not going to happen.
I think
this could be our Lincoln-Douglas debates. That could be fun. We could start doing like a different debate series every week during the off season.
What are the Lincoln-Douglas debates? For those of us, some fans may not know.
Abraham Lincoln. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, I've heard of Abe. Harry Douglas from ESPN Radio.
Maybe.
If you ever feel like you need to escape, and I definitely feel that way right about now, your next getaway is waiting for you in Milwaukee at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Start with the stay. The biggest hotel rooms in Milwaukee, nearly 500 beautifully designed rooms and luxury suites. And then on top of that, you're just steps away from all the cool stuff that's happening inside. And if you're hungry, there's no better place to be. Dream Dance Steakhouse, The Marketplace, Rock and Brews, Canal Street Cafe, Cream City Coffee Company, and the place that I have yet to try but is on my to-do list when I'm in Milwaukee later this month, Ruyi Asian Kitchen. Plus, if you're planning a wedding, a birthday, or an anniversary, their event spaces are built to make it unforgettable. Sophisticated relaxation, incredible flavor, and a full night out all in one place. Potawatomi Casino Hotel. All right, we spent a long time on that. I apologize.
The clock
to those
is worse
of you
than when Bulaga's on. This is unprecedented.
That did not enjoy that.
That's what happens. You bring up Goosh and Fitzy and Popke. That's what's going to happen.
Jesse, I appreciate your constructive feedback. I would I cannot properly address how much I would rather have talked to Brian Bulaga than talked about this. But I do think it was important, and I do think it was worthwhile.
I'm going to tell you this. I'll tell you this, is to put a bow on it. If
the NFL does not share national revenue, the Packers are going to have an incredibly difficult time competing. Like, it's just going to, that's the reality of this situation. That I know. And I don't think anybody in the state of Wisconsin, you know, now Indiana doesn't want it, but everybody in the state of Wisconsin is going to look at that and say, all right, what do we got to do? And that doesn't mean we can't figure out some of the other stuff, too. It doesn't need to just be rubber stamped. But
agreed.
At some point, you do have to understand and look at the big picture of this. And the big picture is you don't share national revenue, small market teams will fade away.
Dr. Denver Dan, can we discuss which religion is the real religion in the next segment? No.
Whoa, Nelly!
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
On. What's the deal with protein fortified foods all tasting bad? I tried
they don't
Kraft
all taste
mac and
bad.
Cheese yesterday.
No, they're fine.
No, they got something called Power Mac, which is supposed to be just like the regular mac and cheese, but it's got more protein. Which, again, as we've discussed, whether it's protein fortified muffins that people didn't like that freezer burnt at the Tauscher household or at the Wildy household, where we try to get more protein for our limited vegetarians. They don't taste good, Jesse. Tried it last night. Made it myself, you know, milk and the mix and the whole thing. It's not quite as bright yellowy orange as the regular mac and cheese is either. It doesn't taste good. It's too firm.
Well, yeah.
It's a yuck.
I mean, this just in. Things that taste really good aren't that good for you normally.
That's
true. Take it from me. I like things that aren't good for you because I think they taste great. There's these like bars that we have that are like protein bar and the chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, but they're
butter
basically candy bars with some protein in them. But I agree, those taste good because they're basically candy.
But better than the alternative, which is, you know, like it's not about necessarily being healthy. It's about being healthier.
Healthy-ish. Tausch, did those protein muffins ever get fully eaten? Has the stock been replenished?
It's all done. All
right.
Done.
Have you gotten more, or will you not make that mistake
I don't,
again?
When I shop, I don't go to those kind of places that has that, so no. And I don't believe they've been replenished, as a young lady just has decided that that's not going to be in her wheelhouse moving forward, which is too bad.
Couldn't agree with her more after my mac and cheese experience yesterday. All right, we need to get to our next 10th anniversary celebratory message, but we can't get to that until Tausch tells us about another great partner that has been with us from the jump, American Family Insurance.
Indeed, American Family Insurance is always a great call. I've been around the game for a long time, and I'll tell you, having the right people in your corner makes all the difference. That's what you get with American Family. Local agents who understand what you built help you protect it with the right home and auto coverage at the right price. So when life throws something your way, you are ready. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
I like that Jesse doesn't tell us who the mystery celebratory messenger is before
that
we
is
play
fun.
It.
Want a clue?
He tells us who the sleeper is before the sleepers come out, and then he tells the audience who the sleeper is, but he doesn't do that with the shout-outs, which is good.
I hope this celebratory message isn't too fast for you guys.
Usain Bolt congratulating us?
You'll find out who it is next on Wildy and Tausch.
Nice.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar. Sounds like someone's here to celebrate with us.
10 years with this show? Oh my gosh, what a run.
Wildy and Tausch's 10th anniversary is presented by Steinhoffels.
Greatest show on ESPN Wisconsin, period.
And this celebratory message is brought to us by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Hey, it's Jocko, sports director at Channel 15 in Madison. Abbott and Costello, Sonny and Cher, Batman and Robin, peanut butter and jelly. I'll even go as far as saying milk and cookies. All famous duos, but nobody, and I mean nobody, is better than Wildy and Tausch. Maybe milk and cookies is better. But hey, you guys are in the top three, all right? Congratulations on 10 great, awesome, stupendous years. You play that stupid Brett Favre audio drop, but I do love you both. Truly, you guys are the best. Keep doing what you're doing. Take care. Be good. And never, and I mean never, pump the brakes.
I love you guys.
Aww. That's Jocko. That was really nice. And unlike baseball games, we're not done in less than 3 hours.
2 hours, 28 minutes for the Brewers last night. 2-1 over the Guardians.
No wonder he likes the show.
You know, he's irritated about that.
I've said this before. Well, I'm going to say a couple things I've said before. One, Jocko's awesome. Authentic, beloved character. We love him. He's a good friend. Super supportive of the show. Thank you. Secondly, I don't love this concept because it makes me a little bit uncomfortable getting these celebratory messages. But every time I listen to them, I am genuinely touched. Like when Levi did the one, like how great was that? Like we make a small but meaningful difference in his life. And then he stole Jesse's mouse. Levering's become a really good friend of ours. He's been so good to us. Like I am, as much as it makes me uncomfortable, I am thankful for this. And I'm thankful that we are doing this because it is a fun concept. So kudos to whoever did this, who came up with this idea. I assume it wasn't Tausch. Assume it was somebody else.
I enjoy people telling me how great I am, and so I did come up with this, yes. Mm-hmm. Just you wait. Next week, I can give you a teaser for next week's message.
Now, wait a minute.
No, this is worth it. Trust me. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
Next week, we are going to hear from a fan in our celebratory message with a bombshell announcement.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is...
I think I know.
I think I do too.
Big happenings coming next week.
Tausch, what do you think it is? Uh-huh. Let's go on the record. Jesse, take yourself off camera. Stay off camera. Do not respond in any way. I want to see if Tausch and I, after 10 years, are thinking the same thing about which fan it is and what the bombshell announcement will be. Mr. Tauscher, the floor is yours.
I think old girl up in Pittsburgh is going to announce
Jana getting engaged and getting married.
She got married already.
Did she?
Yeah.
That was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
I think she's going to have a baby, is what I think.
I can't believe I forgot she got
married.
And
then she's going to get married and get engaged and da-da-da-da-da.
I'm embarrassed. If that turns out to be the case, congratulations. I don't remember her getting married, but I don't remember Jesse getting married because I didn't go to the wedding. What I remember is to tell you about Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. David and the team at Gruber Law Offices have been with us from the beginning as well. They've been so incredibly supportive, and they are supporting our 10th anniversary celebratory messages because that person makes one call, that's all. And then we get the call, and then we get to listen to them say nice things about us, which is awesome.
Gruber Law Offices. Again, go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.